B'tochen for Life, Shir number 317, Monday, Parshias V'yakal Pekudei. We are explaining that basic emunah is to study and understand the enormous power and the enormous involvement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more we think about it, and the more we study it, the more we begin to realize that it is silly to get stressed out, that it is silly to get nervous, that it is silly to think that the outcome will be the way we think it might be, and not leave it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His infinite kindness. So let's elaborate on what we are discussing. We explain that every single thing in this world has a calculation. When you walk outside and you see a blade of grass, there is a specific reason that it's there. And that reason is so important that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His infinite wisdom, decided to put that blade of grass there. Because between me and you, you wouldn't know the difference if it was there. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could just have not have created it. But He decided to create it, and He decided to keep it alive until today. And He has a very good reason for that. And that very good reason is so important that HaKadosh Baruch Hu busies Himself, so to speak, with that. And just to stop and think about that with everything that we see in this world. If you see a leaf on the ground, there's a specific reason why it's there. A very good reason. Not just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets the world run its course. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is intimately involved in every single detail that takes place in this world. Everything that happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it with His own will, with His own calculations, with His own understanding. Now, understanding that leads us to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's calculations are endless. Because just like we can't fathom why there would be a dead leaf on our driveway, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a very good reason for it, and the reason is not some silly reason because He needs that it should look natural. Hashem doesn't need it to look natural. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a very good reason that we can't even fathom why that thing is there. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu can think of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has endless calculations for every single thing that takes place in this world, whether we understand it or whether we don't. And it gets tricky when we think we can understand it, and then something happens that we don't understand, and we get frustrated. Let's stop for a minute and think, just like we would never dream to understand why there are thousands of blades of grass, why every single one is necessary. For the same reason, we can't begin to understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what He does. What we can do is rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So instead of guessing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's next move will be, for example, if someone, Chas V'Shalom, is very sick in the hospital, all of a sudden everybody became fortune tellers, and they decided what's going to happen to this person. It's foolish. It's a babyish look on the world. To think that you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do because this is the way it looks? Did you ever dream to try to think of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the other trillions of things that He does? So why should this be any different? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has endless calculations. Like the Pasuk says, Rabbeis machshavais belavish v'atzas Hashem hi sokum. We have calculations, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Eitzah is ultimately what's going to prevail. When we internalize that, it helps us rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's His calculation that's happening, not ours.